At least two people have been killed in an explosion outside the US embassy in the Turkish capital, Ankara. The blast took place in the Can Kayan neighborhood where many foreign embassies are located. The victims are reportedly a Turkish security guard and an embassy staff of American origin. At least three others have been wounded, among them a woman. Ankara has confirmed that a Turkish citizen detonated his explosives outside the embassy's visa section. Interior Minister Muammer Guler says the bomber, who was also killed in the blast, belonged to a leftist group. This is not the first time that a U.S. diplomatic mission comes under attack in Turkey. Back in 2008, three police officers and three gunmen were killed outside the American consulate in Istanbul. Well, joining me now on the line from New York is Mr. Eser Uzun Belding. He's a Turkish activist joining us. Turkish activist with us from New York. Ms. Belding, thanks for being with us. We talked to one analyst earlier and he was telling us that this group that is allegedly behind this bombing is anti-American. Would you say that the policies that Turkey is following on the Syria issue, the fact that the United States has sent Patriot missiles, is a major factor in this?
Well, to the extent that I know at this point, there is nothing confirmed. A couple people, some from the government, some others from public, are suggesting different ideas, but there's nothing confirmed. There are, I believe, three possibilities. One is Al-Qaeda. Today is Secretary Clinton's last day. Could be coinciding with that. And also this week, son-in-law of Osama bin Laden was detained in Ankara. So somebody related to Al-Qaeda could be a factor. There are two people dead. One is the suicide bomber himself. The other is one Turkish guard at the gate. To my knowledge, there was no American citizens who were neither killed nor injured. There is one heavily injured lady of about 38, 40. She's a journalist on a TV station. And she's doing fine now as of this point. I just heard a few minutes ago, and there are a few others who were injured, but they are not in bad shape. Two of them being other guards at the gate.
So, Ms. Belding, your proposition right now, your suggestion is that this is the work of probably Al-Qaeda.
That is one possibility. The other possibility is PKK. Supporters, because they've been, in fight in Turkey against, Turkish people. They themselves are Kurdish Turks, members of Kurdish nationalist movement, and they've been killing over the last 35 years.
Yeah.
Or 30 years, something like that, about 35,000 Turkish people. So, and they do, they are going through some peace talks at this point. That may have been a trigger for somebody who's against peace talks.
Yeah. Okay, Ms. Eser Uzun Belding, Turkish activist with us there on the line from New York. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us.